your Locked On Panthers, your daily podcast on the Florida Panthers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to the Wednesday, April 7th edition of Locked On Panthers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Where's your team? Every day. This is a daily podcast where we talk about all things Florida Panthers. I'm Armando Velez from PantherParkway.com. You can follow me on Twitter at MondoMan12. You can follow the show account at LO_FLA Panthers. You can also follow the national show anywhere you listen to podcasts, Locked On NHL, and their Twitter page at Locked On NHL Pods. And don't forget to check out the new Crosscheck NHL show on the Locked On Podcast Network with Andrew Berkshire and Mary Clark. And today's episode is brought to you by Locker Room. Download the Locker Room app from the iOS App Store and find one of our Locked On rooms. Locker Room, changing the way we talk sports. Well, that one stunk. The Cats' six-game winning streak unfortunately comes to an end against one of the top teams in the Central Division, a Southeastern Division from the old times rematch. In this one, they dropped this one 5-2 against Carolina, who have been really the only team to really give the Cats the biggest challenge this year, where the Cats are now 1-2-2 against the Carolina Hurricanes. The Canes now lead the season series in points, where they have 9 and the Florida Panthers have 4. But one theme in this one that continued from the previous 4 matchups is the Panthers losing the faceoff battle badly against Carolina. In this one, it was 58-42 in this one, where the centers, we've talked about the centers of Trocheck, Aho, Stahl in for Carolina. They have an embarrassment of riches when it comes to centers. And the Florida Panthers, one thing they're consistently doing is giving up too many penalties to the opposition in this one, where the Carolina Hurricanes, when it comes to their special teams units, their power play, when they're on the man advantage, they're actually the best team in the whole league in power play percentage with 29.8, 38 games for the Canes, and their lead, the second team behind them, is 3% behind Carolina in the Edmonton Oilers, and they have the Hart Trophy favorite in Connor McDavid, and the person behind McDavid in points is his teammate Leon Draisaitl. But when it comes to power play percentage, when it comes to the Carolina Hurricanes, they score in bunches. And the fact that they're 3% above the next team just goes to show that the way to beat this team is to not allow them to get, of course, their power play opportunities to begin with. So the Canes go 2-for-4 on the power play in this one. The Cats, they go 0-for-2 in this one. The Canes had Mrazek in only his second game back since injury. And there's been talk about the goalie situation in Carolina, where they have a great team around them, but when it comes to their goaltending, that they're just average players. So the fact that the Canes have great players around Mrazek, Mrazek just needs to be hot for the Carolina Hurricanes in order for them to contend for the Stanley Cup, because let's not forget that this was a team that made it to the Eastern Conference Final just two seasons ago. Yes, they got swept by Boston, but they made it all the way that far. And yes, they got bounced in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs, but they have always been that team that is been trying to get ready to take that next step. And with how they've played against the Florida Panthers this season, though the Panthers have been in a bit of transition mode from last season to this season with new regime, there doesn't seem as of right now that they're able to get over the hump over a team like Carolina. You know, there's still 16 games left after tonight's game, but and there's still a game on Thursday night for the Florida Panthers to extend their division lead. But Carolina has two games in hand, and they're a really damn good hockey team. And if the Panthers don't win and don't win a regulation game on Thursday, the chances of winning this division might slip. And they got a little bit of help tonight, which we'll get to in the third segment, but they didn't take advantage of some of that help that they needed in order to help themselves get that division crown. But it starts with winning in regulation on Thursday. And this game was a lot closer than the final score indicated. The Panthers were hot in the first two periods, and then they collapsed. They had a momentum shifter where Nolichari had a breakaway that was saved by Mrazek, and then the Panthers couldn't recover from there. Bob was great for the first two periods, collapsed in the third. There was a bit of a miscommunication that happened, which we'll get to in the second segment, but this one was a hard one to swallow. This one was where the Panthers, of course, you have to play a 60-minute game in this league, but they were great for most of it and just had one bad period. And this was one of the few times where the Florida Panthers had a lead going into the third period and just gave it away. And that's what happened, and they gave it away to the wrong team, the opposition. And credit to Carolina. They found a way to fight back, and Vincent Trocheck, once again, it looks like that the Carolina Hurricanes are the winner of this trade between Florida and Carolina, where they got Trocheck. The Panthers got Wallmark and Halla, who were non-tendered, and Itu Lusterainen has been now on the fourth line and not getting as much ice time. And Chase Prisky is still in the AHL for the Florida Panthers. So tough one tonight. Really, really tough one. And we'll get to more in the next segment about this game where the Florida Panthers lose 5-2 to the Carolina Hurricanes. You've been listening to Locked On Panthers. A reminder that this episode is brought to you by Locker Room. Locker Room is the first social audio platform made for sports fans. The app is free to download, and once you're in, you can talk with fans, athletes, and insiders in real time about your favorite team or sport. Locker Room is the perfect place to start or join conversations about the league. You'll find fans just like you on Locker Room for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and of course, reacting to big news or rumors. You can even find Locked On hosts across the NBA, MLB, and NHL. I'll be joining the app soon, so be sure to get started and I will meet you there. Go download the Locker Room app now, currently available on all iOS devices Be sure to create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the group for the latest league updates. I know you will find a ton of incredible rooms around your favorite teams and leagues. I can't wait to join you all on the app. I'll be sure to let you know once the Locked On Panthers room is live. Download the Locker Room app today. Locker Room. Change it away. We talk sports. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. The improved Built Bar is even deliciouser, with 6 new flavors of caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp. Bars are covered with 100% chocolate, soft and easy to chew. Built Bars are healthy. Built Bar is great for the health-conscious guy. Lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. Bars are low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, and great for the keto diet. And today's flavor profile is peanut butter with 19 grams of protein, 180 calories, 5 grams of sugar, and 5 grams of net carbs. Built Bar has reset the promo code for this relaunch with a free cooler with the purchase while supplies last. Go to builtbar.com and use the promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off of your next order when you use the promo code LOCKED15 at builtbar.com. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. Welcome back to the Locked On Florida Panthers podcast on this Wednesday, April 7th, 2021, where the Florida Panthers are coming off a 5-2 road loss against the Carolina Hurricanes on Tuesday night. So this game's with the Lions started with Verhage, Barkov, Marchment, Hubie, Wenberg, Patrick Hornquist, Petrano, Juho, Lamico, Noel Achari, and then the fourth line was Owen Tippett, Etu Lusterainen, where they went 11-F in this one. And then the defensive pairings, which was listed as Forsling, Uyghur, Yandel, Gudas, Stillman, Ristrauman, and Matt Kierstad. But this was a game where, if you look at the ice time numbers, the bench was shortened. The minutes were more distributed amongst the top three forward lines and the rest of the D pairing, where Yandel was pretty much benched for this game. And so were the fourth line players of Etu Lusterainen and Owen Tippett, where Yandel had 550 of ice time and Etu Lusterainen and Owen Tippett both had less than 8 minutes of ice time in this one. So this was a game where pretty much three forward lines were playing for most of it. And Matt Kierstad has made an appearance in one of the top D pairings, pairing up with Radko Gudas in this one. And I like what I'm seeing from Matt Kierstad. He's getting back in transition. He's really active on the forecheck and on the backcheck. And for the third consecutive game, he poses a new career high in time on ice and with 21 minutes tonight. But of course, there's going to be some growing pains when you get into the NHL right then and there. And he's on the defensive pairings. And let me ask a quick question for you guys to think about. If a frickin' streak weren't going on with Keith Yandel, would he be in the lineup this consistently? Something to think about. But this started off with El Capitan Alexander Barkov getting one in the first period after a Mackenzie Uyghur rebound shot, which was kicked out by Peter Mrazek, and Barkov was there on the follow. This was one where the Panthers were controlling the zone time, which resulted in their shot on goal differential of 13-7. But in the second period, there was many high chances that the Carolina Hurricanes had on Sergei Bobrovsky. There was one where he lost the puck, but a big, big block by Radko Gudas right in front of the net to prevent a goal around the 14-minute mark of the second period. There was a big save that was incredible that Sergei Bobrovsky had on Jasper Foss. And the Florida Panthers did benefit in the second period of the referee blowing the whistle when it shouldn't have, and it looked like the Carolina Hurricanes were going to score to tie the game. And I said at that time, count your blessings, because that was a rare officiating mistake that went into the Panthers' favor. The Panthers had a power play opportunity, and then a few seconds later, the Panthers give up that 5-on-4 advantage by an Alexander Barkov interference. Then, after a Keith Yandle high stick, Vincent Trocheck, the former Panther, gets a power play goal. And let's not forget that Vincent Trocheck missed quite a few weeks for the Carolina Hurricanes. Comes back, doesn't miss a beat. Kind of just like Alexander Barkov for the Florida Panthers. Comes back and doesn't miss a beat. And shortly after Vincent Trocheck scores, Barkov says right back at you for the Florida Panthers. And this one. Towards the end of the second period, the Florida Panthers commit another penalty and they go into the intermission with a minute and some change left on the penalty kill after a Frank Vetrano interference. And guess who's there again for the power play goal? It is Vincent Trocheck, but was actually later changed to Dougie Hamilton on that one, where Vincent Trocheck and Jordan Staal were creating a screen in front of Sergei Bobrovsky, and Dougie Hamilton shot from the point, went in, thought was deflected off Trocheck, but replay showed that it was not deflected by Trocheck nor Staal. But then later on, Jordan Staal comes on a rush where it goes through the legs of Sergei Bobrovsky. And I will say that, and Sergei Bobrovsky will probably say that he should have saved that. But despite Sergei Bobrovsky, the Panthers had a bit of a panic where multiple players were going for the loose puck that got through Sergei Bobrovsky's leg, a miscommunication where multiple players were trying to clear it, both Gudas and Tippett, were trying to get the puck, and it deflects in the goal. And that's just a case of just bad puck luck and miscommunication for the Florida Panthers, where Bob should have saved it, but there was a bit of a scramble where they deflected in. And the Carolina Hurricanes take the lead after the 8:52 mark in the third. And then the Canes get some two empty net goals. They almost got one earlier. Right as Sergei Bobrovsky came off the ice, just as he was coming off, the Canes almost had one, but then they got two more opportunities and they converted on those. And final score was a final score of 5-2 Carolina. But this game was a lot closer than the final score indicated, where the Panthers were dominant through the first two periods. And then they collapsed down the stretch. Nola Chari, like I said in the first segment, had a big rush that Peter Mrazek was just incredible. And Mason Marchment had beautiful opportunities on Mrazek. More saves there. And he's been back for two games now, and he's been incredible. And gotta give credit to Rod Brind'Amour of the Carolina Hurricanes, whose contract expires this season, but there was rumors on whether he was going to get an extension or not mid-season. But if the ownership of the Carolina Hurricanes is smart, they bring him back because he's an outstanding coach. He's got that team locked in. Probably got that team, as of right now, in great position for the division title after beating the Panthers, and has consistently beaten the Panthers this season to help his team get closer to that division crown. So great things that are going on there in Carolina. It just stinks that the Panthers are on the receiving end of this loss, and the great play that the Carolina Hurricanes are playing with their dominant centers, and just the depth that they have on their team with just playmakers everywhere on this team. Great defensive players like a Dougie Hamilton, a Slavin, just to name a few. And the Panthers are likely going to see them again, even after tomorrow's game, and even after the home series later this month. Whether it's the first round, if they both finish 2-3, or in the second round, if one were to beat the Tampa Bay Lightning in a first-round playoff series and they meet in the second round, who knows? This might not be the last time they see each other after this regular season. And right now, Carolina's had the Panthers' number. The points are 9-4 now, and the Cats front office is likely looking around the NHL trade market and seeing what can we do to get us over the top of this team, because this is now the team that's really the dominant one over the Florida Panthers this season. And I think their minds are set on, as far as going into the future, Tampa Bay and or Carolina. In the next segment, I'm going to provide you guys an update on what the Central Division looks like after tonight's slate of games. You've been listening to Locked On Panthers. Bet online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but NBA, college basketball, college hockey, and the NHL are in full swing. BetOnline covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Use the promo code LOCKEDON. Be a waiver wire winner with daily fantasy hockey advice from Locked On Fantasy Hockey. Fantasy hockey expert Scott Collin gives you the tips, insight, and analysis for season-long, dynasty, and DFS leagues. Follow the Locked On Fantasy Hockey podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. Welcome back to the Locked On Florida Panthers podcast on this Wednesday, April 7th, 2021, where the Florida Panthers are coming off a 5-2 loss against the Carolina Hurricanes in game one of this two-game series on the road at the PNC Arena. So after the Florida Panthers lost 5-2 to the Carolina Hurricanes, they're still leading the Central Division in points with 56 with a 700 points percentage. But with 1 point behind the Florida Panthers, the Carolina Hurricanes have not one, but two games in hand with a points percentage of 724. Obviously, the Carolina Hurricanes need to win their games in hand, but after their regulation win against the Florida Panthers, they have an opportunity that even if they were to lose a game in regulation against the Cats, or even, God forbid, get a overtime loss in Thursday's game, that the Carolina Hurricanes will take that division lead on Thursday if that were to happen. So, the Cats, they had an opportunity to take advantage of the Tampa Bay Lightning losing by a final score of 4-2 against the Columbus Blue Jackets, where they led the shots on goal category 38-30 against the Columbus Blue Jackets, and Jack Roslovic scored for the Columbus Blue Jackets, and let's not forget that Roslovic was a healthy scratch on the Saturday game against the Florida Panthers, and this is where the Columbus Blue Jackets were up by a score of 4-0 by the 13:30 mark of the third period. So, and this was with Vasilevskiy starting on their Sunday game against Detroit, where the Tampa Bay Lightning brought in Christopher Gibson, a former player on the New York Islanders, and they got destroyed 5-1. The Tampa Bay Lightning lose this one 4-2, and the Florida Panthers can't take advantage of the Tampa Bay Lightning losing in order to gain a bigger division lead in this one. And now the Carolina Hurricanes are right behind them, knocking on the door to possibly run away with this one. But there's still 14 games left for the Panthers, 16 for the Hurricanes, and three matchups against each other left in this one, which is why I emphasize that Thursday's game, if you want a chance, a better chance at least, to win the division and to avoid that 2-3 gauntlet that the Florida Panthers would have to begin with either Tampa Bay or Carolina, that they have to win in regulation on Thursday night against the Canes. So for the rest of the division, the Nashville Predators continue their surge with defeating the Detroit Red Wings by a final score of 3-2 in a shootout. And again, this makes things a lot more difficult for the Preds, where they lack a lot of draft assets, where they bought the final few years to create that edge going into the playoffs, and just hasn't worked out, like a Mac Duchesne. And the Preds are once again in a bad position despite this surge. And the Chicago Blackhawks, they defeat the Dallas Stars in regulation by a final score of 4-2. And with all the games in hand that the Dallas Stars have, their points percentage are still way behind the Chicago Blackhawks and the Nashville Predators. And to play that game of catch-up, I'm starting to believe more and more that the Dallas Stars are probably going to miss the playoffs this time around, and that the circumstances that they had with COVID and the winter storm are probably just too much to overcome for this hockey team. So that's your Central Division roundup after the night of April 6, 2021. The Cats miss out on an opportunity to get a bigger lead in the division, and now they have Carolina chasing their tail. So I'll be back on Thursday to preview this second game of this two-game series between the Carolina Hurricanes and the Florida Panthers. So if you like what you're hearing, please subscribe to the podcast, give it a 5-star rating, follow the show account at @LO_FLA Panthers. Follow the national show Locked On NHL, the new Crosscheck NHL show, where you have insight and analysis from all the landscape of the National Hockey League. So I'm Armando Velez, signing off, and you've been listening to Locked On Florida Panthers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day.